my line from the carol, O Holy Night, is His law is love. It seems hard to put law and love together. They almost seem opposite. Love is patient, kind, gentle, forgiving. It holds no record of wrongs. It endures, upholds and protects. The law makes us think of rules and restrictions and judgment. The Old Testament Israelites had to live under hundreds of laws, the Ten Commandments being perhaps the most important. Thou shalt not lie, steal, covet, murder, slander, blaspheme, commit adultery, make idols. You shall love your mother and father, and you shall love God above all other gods. Keep the Sabbath. I got that one. The judgments of that time, the punishments, seem really harsh. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Stoning the adulterer, chopping the hand off the thief. But we still have laws and rules now that protect and keep us safe. And if we break those laws, then there are still punishments to be paid. We give our children rules and boundaries to help guide and protect them. But we do this because we love them. This is the connection between law and love. God's love is infinite for us, and His laws are to keep us spiritually safe. As God knows, if left to our own devices, we will mess up, and we do. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. God loves us so much that He sent His Son Jesus to pay our punishment. The list of our sins was ripped up when Jesus died on the cross, because He paid the price for our sin. When Jesus was asked by the Pharisees which was the most important law, Jesus replied, "To love your God with all your heart, and to love your neighbour as yourself." Jesus seems to have simplified our rule book and freed us from the burden of the law. However, in these two laws, to love God and to love our neighbour, He has summed up how we should live the Christian life. If we love God, we will not want to sin. And if we love our neighbour and treat them right, then we won't sin and we will live right. But don't forget, Jesus also talked about not just loving our neighbour, but loving our enemy as well. Do good to those who hate you and ill-treat you. His love was agape love, that even when we were His enemies, He loved us so much that He was willing to die for us. Therefore, in this, there was a sacrifice for love. And if we are going to love our neighbours and our enemies, at times this will require a cost to us. And that's quite hard. So we'll just pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank You for this amazing agape love that You have for us, that You were willing to die even when we rejected You and turned away. You loved us so much that you died to take away our sin, and we just thank You for that. And we just pray that we will have that same love, grace and mercy for other people that You showed to us, and that You will help us to live right. Amen.